We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 7:38. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Every Wednesday at this time, we visit with another medical professional from Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. 412 Doctors, a great resource for you. And today, the president of Allegheny Health Network's Wexford Hospital and the chair of the Allegheny Health Network Institute for Women and Children, Dr. Alan Clapper. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Doc, obviously the big announcement of the hospital coming to Wexford. Is the model of hospitals evolving, if you will, in our local area? Because, I mean, we seem to be adding on peripherally to the periphery of our area, and yet the large institutional hospitals still remain in the center core of our region.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that what we're starting to see, at least in the Allegheny Health network and with Highmark, is we're starting to see a push of hospitals and healthcare back into the community. So, you know, for many years, the push was to consolidate healthcare into larger hospitals in your downtown areas. But our philosophy is really to push that care back out into the community where it's closer for patients to home, where they don't have to travel great distances to get the care that they need. And we can bring fantastic care out into the community. It's focus on things like experience, patient satisfaction, quality, bring some of our specialty programs out into the community so the patients don't have to travel downtown.
And Wexford is an example of one of the communities outside of the city proper that is expanding and is in need. So you built first the Wellness Pavilion. Tell us about the new hospital.
Well, the new hospital is going to really be a fantastic facility for our patients. I mean, you've seen that with the Health and Wellness Pavilion. The focus was not just on outstanding care, but on an outstanding experience for patients. Nobody really wants to be in a hospital, but if you're in the hospital, we want to make sure that you're getting the right care at the right place, the right time. We want to make sure that that experience is really critical. So a lot of what we're doing with the hospital is really focusing on experience and an experience that's centered around the patient with compassion, with empathy, that ensures outstanding quality and an outstanding experience for our patients.
Now, we're talking about a hospital that'll have, 160 beds?
That's correct. 160 beds, 24 ER beds, and a whole range of services, to help provide that care in the community.
160 beds doesn't seem like very many. Is that part of the idea to make it a smaller, more intense kind of experience?
Well, I think what we're seeing in medicine, and this is a trend that's been going on, for 20 plus years, the trend has been to spend less time in the hospital and to get patients out of the hospital as quickly as possible. Because we know the patients do better when they're at home. They want to be home. They're going to do better at home. They need to be in the hospital for a certain period of time for us to ensure that they're doing well, they're on the right track. But after that, there's no great advantage to being in a hospital, and there's always potential risk. So the future of healthcare is really pushing that care back into the home and getting patients home as quickly as possible. So the larger facilities and just the trend in general is going to be that we'll see hospitals kind of shrinking in size. We're seeing a lot of observation, 23-hour stays, surgeries that we were doing years ago. Patients would stay days. Now patients are going home the same day from very complicated surgeries. And data proves, we've done lots of research in these areas to show that the outcomes are really as good, if not better, and patients don't have to be in the hospital. So I think a 160-bed hospital is really right-sized for the community, for a growing community, for a growing region, and for where healthcare is going in the next 5, 10, 20 years.
And you broke ground just a week ago in Wexford, and you anticipate opening when?
We anticipate being open in 2021.
Wait a minute, where's the hospital? I mean, where are we talking about?
So the hospital is going to sit. Right now, you have the Health and Wellness Pavilion. We have a plot of land between the pavilion and Perry Highway. So that hospital is going to sit right between those two entities. It's going to attach to the pavilion so that both from an architectural and programmatic perspective, those two buildings will be seamless and form a campus.
Oh, so, I know where. It's right next to the Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
So is this
between Walnut Grill and Chick-fil-A?
Oh, okay. So it's near Walnut Grill, and then the church is down at the bottom of the corner,
yeah,
right?
Northway exactly. Christian Community. Sure.
Exactly. It'll go north to south between those two entities, and then between the pavilion and Perry Highway.
You know, that's a good location, Doc.
Yeah. It's what? How many miles from your house, Larry?
Two. Very handy for me. This is exciting for the region because I know there's additional expansion coming, but we appreciate and congratulate you on being named the president of the new Allegheny Health Network Wexford Hospital and maintain your chair for Allegheny Health Network and Institute for Women and Children. Dr. Alan Clapper, good luck, Doc.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.